These are lesions here. These
For about 80 years, to prevent folks from getting tuberculosis, doctors have used a vaccine called BCG. But that vaccine is part of an important scientific question. Could it also help those with type 1 diabetes?
We're talking about treating people with long-standing diabetes, trying to reverse the disease.
This teenager is among the millions who suffers from type 1, also known as juvenile diabetes. And to help you understand how it begins, this is the cross-section of a bone. You can see the marrow releasing bad cells, shown here in green, which go on the attack in the pancreas, killing other critical cells that produce insulin.
My eyesight started going, and that was kind of scary because I would have to have friends read things to me.
In turn, diabetics have to give themselves regular insulin injections to keep blood sugar levels normal. But at this Boston hospital, in an early clinical trial, doctors gave 6 diabetics injections of BCG. Blood tests later showed their pancreas had produced small amounts of insulin again.
So that's pretty remarkable, and we're encouraged.
It's thought the vaccine creates a compound, seen here as bits of yellow, that destroy the bad cells before they hit the pancreas, and allowing the insulin-producing cells to regrow, something they previously saw in lab mice.
It doesn't mean it's going to be translated into a cure for diabetes tomorrow or a prevention for diabetes tomorrow, but it's certainly a path down which we need to go and study more.
Side effects from the vaccine were reportedly minor, and because it seems safe, they now plan to do larger tests. An old drug giving diabetics new hope. John Venavelli Rouse.